Hi, everybody. Well, another BBS program. Today is Wednesday. The date is July 8th, 2015. And as usual, we release from you a situation, incident that you may have had. So it could be pain, could be an emotional trauma, but you need to think of that. And we'll just see how this goes. So we'll just think of that one situation that you may have had recently. And I'm going to release that one scene from you so you can feel better. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. Okay. So let's energize the light beams. So bring them up on your monitor screen. We do them all at one time. Males will come in stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So let's bring Michelle on. So Michelle, are you there?
To let everyone know that this weekend starts our monthly calls again. So we have the monthly four-hour ascension preparation call, and that starts on Saturday. And I believe that starts at 1 o'clock, goes till 5. And then that Sunday, which is the 12th, we're going to have the eight-hour healing intensive conference calls, and then it goes the 12th, the 19th, and the 26th. Those calls are really great to get on. You can sign up for them at the top of the page on the website. And if you can't attend, you can do those absentee. Isn't that correct, Ron?
Yes, that is correct. Uh-huh.
And if you sign up, then we email you all the information. So the first thing we have for emails is a clearing that I'd like to do. This was sent last week, and it was asked for a throat clearing. I know some people might be feeling like they might be getting sick out there. Hopefully they don't. So could we do a throat clearing for people, Ron?
Okay, here we go. So releasing throat energies. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And one, two, three, four, and five. Okay.
Okay, thank you. So it looks like we also got a couple different testimonials about our work that we did on Monday, which had to do with different clearings concerning Native American cultures or indigenous cultures around the world. And I'm just going to read a couple of those testimonials. So one of them says, "Tomahawk from left shoulder. I always felt the pain of a large blade crashing down on my left shoulder. Felt the healing deeply, and then it felt removed. Simply lovely. Thank you."
Wonderful. That yeah, that's
good.
Great.
Mm-hmm. Really good.
Never know what
and
you
then,
don't know, you know.
Exactly.
These could be those phantom pains or pain you have, don't know what to do with it or how you got it, but it's, you know, with you. So happy to have that released. So back to you.
Right. And there's another one kind of concerning the same thing, but slightly different. It says a hatchet neck and shoulder. It said they felt very sad, had tears in their eyes, but thank you very much. So something must have been removed there. Something got knocked loose. And then another comment just about the same type of subject says, "You're right, Ron. You made a comment. You said indigenous people were people of color, but were not portrayed as such." That was portrayed much lighter. But anyway, that's just a couple comments about that. And then I wanted to move on to another subject, which is the new clearing that you put up, Ron, and that's the baptism clearing. So we've obviously had some people out there who have already tried it and sent in a couple comments about it. And the first one says, "Hi, Ron. Wow. In-depth body clearing. Feels like every cell and organ was cleaned with high-pressure washer. I feel clean. and can feel more light inside of me. Everyone would be wise to do this clearing. The price is right. The results are dynamic. You will feel more like the real you. Thank you, Ron.
That's great. And, yeah.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, and we had heard another person actually just told us on one of the calls, they said they had done it and gave us some very specific things that had happened that they felt was really good. And then another testimonial says, they completed the baptism barcode removal. It says, felt great pressure in body, then changed to calm, peace, hopefulness. Most helpful and such a relief. Thanks, Ron, for all you do for us. Excellent clearing. So that's a good one. Yeah. And then one more that we had written in. It said, finished the new baptism clearing. I got very tired and then inspired to do something I've been wanting to start for a while. And then they have a couple questions. It says, should we also clear if we have attended baptisms and are godparents to others?
Yeah, that's possible.
Yeah, because I know that, I mean, if you've been baptized, you might be in a particular religion. And then if you're older, you may have nieces or nephews. So would we just put that in the special section underneath?
Yeah, you could do that. Yes.
Okay. And then there's a second part of that question that says, should we also use this clearing if we have had confirmation? So that's something that has to do with that particular religion that would have been baptized as well.
Yeah, very, very possible. Yeah. Boy, I never thought about that one.
I know. It kind of opened up a whole new can of worms, so to speak, Ron, because that baptism is just the first in one of many ceremonies
won't go into too much, but the first, indoctrination, you know.
Yeah. Oh, geez. The first one they get you when it's not your choice and you have no say. You don't get to choose if you want to do that or not. But I was thinking maybe we could do a couple clearings around that and just see if it, you know, helps people out a little bit. So the first one I'd like to have maybe a sample of is the religious indoctrination clearing.
Okay, so here we go. Religious indoctrination. That could be anything. Here we go. Pick something, everybody. What you believe they did to you in a belief system or something like that. So here we go. Releasing that energy. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And one, two, three, four, and five. Okay. Back to you.
Okay. So, Ron, I don't know, do you want to explain a little bit what exactly happens at your baptism? Like, besides you wear a little frock and you get to have water poured upon your head, what is exactly happening?
Well, you're actually probably surrendering your body. That's what I think you're doing. And then you get the implants put into it and everything else, the mind control. So that's kind of what I believe is happening with the alien. And naturally, you're doing it from you know, a reason that might look good to you, you know. But, you know, on the other hand, just another alien control program that's with you for life. So I think they're giving you all these imprintings instantly as that's on. So you're hooked up.
Yeah. Get hooked up as a baby. And I know some religions actually do it when you're older, so it's not always when you're a child. Okay, thank you. So I was hoping if we could also have a sample of the spiritual abandonment clearing.
Okay, so here we go. Oh, boy. So, one, two, three, four, and five. And one, two, three, four, and five. Okay. We'll just see what happens here.
Yeah, I'll see if I get any write-ins about that. And I don't know, did you want to do one more, Ron, or do you want to move on?
Just move on. We'll see what we can cover here.
Okay. So this next one has to do with alien abductions. It's something that somebody wrote in. It says, I've been attacked by aliens so many times, especially when I'm most peaceful. I keep using the month-long alien attack page. And then they're asking if you are possibly going to create a lifetime clearing and especially an unlimited for alien attacks anytime.
Haven't thought about that, so.
And right now it's just a month.
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay. All right. And then this one, I'm not quite sure, maybe you know what they mean, but it says barcodes. It says, I believe I have a barcode to stop what I'm doing and to do clearings. I'm glad I've realized it's a barcode. So, what do you think of that, Ron?
Well, yeah, if something comes into you and tells you not to do something, and you have been doing it, then chances are, yeah, they're coming in, talking to you, getting you not to do, you know, what you really should be doing. So, yeah, if you get anything that's kind of nudging you that way, then just know, yeah, you know, hello, I should not enter into this here. So back to you.
Okay. Okay, so we have another question. It says, cities are usually dark and full of duality. The energy I get into is never that great since I haven't gotten all of my clearings yet. Should I generally stay out of these places?
That's up to you. You know, I can't say that or not. You know, it's up to you what you want to do.
Yeah, I suppose I do know several people who live in very big cities and still do creation lightship work, and they just use the tools that are available to them, even if you have whether or not you've bought the clearings or certain ones, a good one to have, and it's not expensive by any means, is the nano detox clearing. And within the nano detox clearing comes an auric field protection clearing. So you can set that up and it can go for 8 hours. And I know it can help people to kind of not feel like being so touchy and feely towards you. And then you can also say when you go into a group of people, which is the body shrink wrap, tell your spirit to stay close to your body. And those tools help, but maybe they're referring to the fact that you have mentioned, you know, if you really want to stay away from constantly being alien attacked, just stay away from people because it's going to be infiltrated through those people. So, you know, I also know people who do this and they live in the mountains and they live far away and they take long walks in the woods. So,
yeah,
I guess that's nice. Maybe just kind of having a peaceful life, whatever that means to you. But there are tools to live in a big city too. I know people that do it quite successfully and they're very peaceful and they really actually enjoy the city. It's kind of nice. So, okay, so we're going to move on. So we have another question that says, what kind of control is it when someone or something is debating your existence to you? For example, a parent and a teacher or possibly a father-in-law. What clearings would we do for that?
You might want to look at the, we got the soul family clearing. That sometimes can help, you know, yourself out by doing that. Also, to do the free clearing of the 2,000-year barcode and do that on the people.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good one. I know I've had to do that on people, and I've had to go open a window for each 100-year section and let it run for a while. There seems to be some sort of a fear there or something, but you said that's part of what that barcode brings to people, is a fear about the true light.
Yes, that is correct.
Yeah, so hopefully that would take that away. I believe in this question they're referring to more than just the question of to be or not to be. And there maybe somebody's like, you know, wondering why they should be there at all. But we know that we're all here not necessarily of our own accord, but we are kind of trapped, so our spirit just gets recycled. So okay, we have another question. It says, can we use the deceased loved one clearing for several people, or do we purchase it again for each new person? So many people are passing away right now.
It's designed for one person, but you can use it free for your pets and animals.
Okay. Yes. Okay. So if we've bought it for a human, then we can use it for our pets and animals.
Yes, that is correct. Uh-huh.
Okay, great. That's really good to know. Okay. This person says, I was confronted by someone who told me to make a wish. I think he put me on timelines, or is this a curse? What did I get hooked up to? And then they also wrote something similar. It says, I expressed some creativity to a man in almost all red, and then he said at the end, hey, make a wish. And it's the same question. The person's wondering what they have been hooked up to.
Yeah, that doesn't sound good if you got to make a wish, you know. Who is going to grant you that wish? You know, so run, don't walk.
Run, don't walk.
The whole thing sounds bad, okay?
Right, because what would you make a wish on? You're just asking for something outside of yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Getting hooked up.
Okay. So we had one of the listeners wrote in, and I believe this is a song. Forgive me, I do not know this song, so I'm assuming that it is words to a song. And they wrote them all up for us, so I thought I'd just read them. It's what they wrote first, though, is it says, I know most songs are great and about love, but sometimes love hurts, right? Keeping things peaceful, I believe this song is truly about Ron taking out aliens. And either the song or the band is named Overkill Elimination. I think the name of the song is Elimination. And it says, if I had just one more day, I'd turn it all around. I'd make a play of good, clean living and dig me out of the ground. And if I had just one more day, I'd say it to your face, pull the plug on everyone, eliminate this race. We want to cure and we want it now. Reissue hope, we don't care how. You're making a mess, diseasing a nation, runaway train to elimination. Wow.
Oh, very interesting.
Yeah, you never know where people are getting their information from, right?
Never know. Yeah, that's correct. Yep.
Okay. You know what, Ron, actually, with all the information going on and with what that was just about, could we possibly have a sample of the race discrimination clearing?
Yeah, so you need to think of a time that somebody said something to you or looked at you funny, or maybe you walked into a place and everybody turned their head at you or something, you know? Like, you shouldn't be here, you know? We only want green people here, you know? So, and you were gray, you know? So here we go. Let's release the energies. Boy, this is heavy. So one... And two, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Well, let's hope that that helps everybody there.
Yeah, I know that's a pretty serious one, and I just came across it in the list of healings. And I know that there's a lot of talk recently on now on social media, and it's about even, you know, questioning things that comedians have said. And so anyway, I know everyone's feeling all sorts of stuff concerning that, so hopefully that helps. Okay. This next email is in response to something that we discussed a couple weeks ago on one of the shows, because somebody had a newborn baby. And so the response is, I heard the person did alien light infusion process on this baby and space clearings while in the hospital. Would an immaculate conception clearing and fetus birth trauma also be a good idea if the baby is hybrid? Or any baby coming in now, as they possibly are clones that we need to put light infusion process in. Okay, and then it says, oh, would you suggested the Mind Loop 2 program, and that they were just glad that you mentioned it because they had forgotten about that one. And that is such an interesting one. The Mind Loop 2, do you think that would be good, even if the person is an adult, if they're still, like, kind of walking around going, why did I come here?
Yeah, definitely. The Mind Loop 2 was designed for that. And, you know, everybody, I'm sure, on the planet, when something goes wrong or bad or, you know, situations happen, you all kind of wonder, geez, you know, what if, why is it so bad here, you know? You know, why am I being picked on or something? So, yeah, that would, it's another way of looking at it. So, yes, you know, you may want to do that clearing. So,
yeah.
Unfortunately, oh, man, yep, that's where we are with this stuff.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of really great knowing this, actually, because I think there's people who feel like, oh, man, I've been told that it was my choice to come here, and this must be my fault. I must have somehow chosen this, and why did I do that? Why didn't I stay back and not come in here again? Because this is not a good situation. You know, maybe some people are not born into such lucky situations as some others. And now knowing this information, it's like, wow, it wasn't my choice. And it's not my fault. And all these things happening to me can actually be dealt with in a positive manner and can be healed. And I can move on from this instead of just feeling like, oh, why did I come back here? So
yeah, well, if you just think, you may wonder, you may not know why you came back, but maybe they frightened you and showed you that they're eating people. And you were kind of in line on that, you know, buffet table line, and you chose and decided that you didn't want to be eaten, so you ran back and hopped into a body. So for that, that'd be a good thing. Back to you.
Right, in which case you'd be, like, happy to be here. So.
Everyone
okay.
Don't know about that.
Yes. Okay. And this... this comment is referring to your work with the Pleiadians. It says, glad to know the timeline crashing is working. I have been doing what I was made aware of since all the ceremonies starting during the full moon and the connection by global meditations and prayer for grace via the internet and World Wide Web. And this was reflected by the dark clouds looming in New York starting Friday and especially Saturday. The Dalai Lama was doing some work. It's good to know that freedom happens. I have a chalkboard in the shape of a heart, which I wrote July 4th, freedom. I guess I was getting this in my spirit. Interesting. Yeah, that did happen right around July 4th. I'm not sure exactly what day, but... So, and then it says, I was not present during the actual show on Saturday, listening to the archive on Monday. So, were you commenting on that, Ron, about the Pleiadians on Saturday? I truly can't remember, but...
Saturday, probably, yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's great. So it was. It's our freedom. Yay, it's our actual freedom day.
And chasing on other ones also. So we'll see what if things tend to get better here.
Great. Thank you very, very, very much. I'm sure I speak for a lot of people who don't even know that they feel this way, but thank you. Okay, so our next one, it says, for a couple months now I've had a pain in the shoulder, neck and upper arms, and they bought the pain clearing, and they've been running it continuously and doing timeline crashes on it. They also bought the alien attack clearing, which is running continuously, and the pain gets a little less sometimes, and then they say it comes back. They say my intuitive chiropractor friend sensed a kind of metal band across the back of my neck that was sending out electrical signals that were messing up her body current. And it says, did not see that much on the material plane, and told her to continue working with the light beam. So she must have been, you know, letting them know that this is what she's actually doing to work on it. And they're asking if there's any further suggestions that they can help with this. It would
yeah,
be
you might, you might, since you have a metal band, possibly, you may want to look at the object clearing to release the metal band. And you may have also, you know, the metal band may have not have been smooth. Maybe it had some points in it or, you know, something to go into the skin. So you may want to do something with poisoning. Let's see. You may want to take the time, the date that they saw that, the person saw that, and do a timeline crash on it. Do many of those, and also try to figure out when it happened to you. So that's kind of what, you know, I'm just drawing at straws here, but that's kind of what you may want to look at, because there is problems there. If you do have that and you know about it now, and you probably are realizing that this is causing you or have caused you headaches and everything else. So that's sort of what I would kind of recommend doing. And there may be something on that that's connected to alien programs. So we do have some program clearings, dark side practitioner and things. That'd probably be more like on the alien attack page. Let's see here. What else could be with that? Boy, what do you think? You got any ideas there?
Those all sound great if there is something still there. Plus, they're doing the alien attack, so they could do the implant removal. There might be lots of implants in those areas. But then I just thought of something else, and I quickly forgot it. that if there has been pain in a certain area for a long period of time, there can be gristles, like the muscle becomes gristly and hard, and so that's like a scar tissue, in which case when we go through the healing room on the calls and you go through the, what is the room, Ron? You always say we're in this room and it takes away heavy, dense energies that are hard to break up.
Yeah, that's the centrifuge room.
Yes, the centrifuge room really helps. Whenever we go into that room, I think of an area that I have an issue with, and it slowly, you know, makes it softer, more relaxed, more pliable, because it, you know, years of pain can cause scar tissue, basically. So that's a good thing to do, is to get on the weekend calls. Okay. Did you want to do any sample healings about that, Ron?
Oh, and just take away some of the poison, maybe, if there's something there. Remember, you may have implants and everything else going on there, but here we go. So, one. Oh, boy. Two. Three. Four. Five. Six. Seven. Eight. Nine. And ten. And one. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, oh, and seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. So back to you.
Okay, and I just thought of something also as you were doing that. Sometimes if a person has blockages in some of their organs don't necessarily feel pain, but that pain will be radiated somewhere else in the body, and oftentimes it's radiated in the back. So maybe the body rejuvenation clearing in general to clear out all of the individual organs might be helpful in that situation. Okay. So this says, on Friday's show, 7-3, Ron had said, you have to become your reality to manifest what you want. I'm not sure how to do that. Maybe we can use the example of trying to get a new or a different job. How would I become that reality? If I think about the new job I want, won't I be in mind energy?
Well, yes, but you have to have that maybe jotted down on a piece of paper, then do the mind a heart drop, and then be there. So as you start using the mind a heart drop more and more, you will hit a plateau, we'll say, and then you're going to kind of crest over that. And you're going to realize that you can actually be in source energy in the now and still be able to think. But your body and your spirit will be thinking for you, and you won't be using the mind energy. So if you're not doing that, or you haven't done it enough to actually get there, to be in peace and to have communication, then what you can do is maybe write a note, and then also do your psychic billboard, because that works in the now all the time. It's always in the now, the psychic billboard. And change that where you are now, like the job that you have now you don't like for whatever reason. And then from there, you know, do the other clearing, maybe even get into the self-empowerment one and do that. And then you may find yourself working through something and be able to come into your new reality, because your new reality needs to be owned by you. So, you know, they have that old story, whether it's true or not, I don't know, but they, you know, I have heard somewhere, like when the different ships came in Columbus's day, they came in the ocean, you know, and started to come, you know, into vision, and the Indians looked out there and couldn't see them. They weren't used to seeing, you know, ships in the ocean. So that was a whole new, consciousness shift for them to actually see them. And we may have that ourselves. Remember, let's just say that, this is pretty common. People talk about this. They go, you know, I wanted to buy this one particular car, you know, and you know, whatever it would be, you know. And so I went looking around and I bought it. And now all that I'm seeing now is that car on the road. I never saw that many of the same model that I have or something. So you just brought it into consciousness and it started to manifest. And now you got many of these cars around you, which you don't own, but, you know, you were bringing it into manifestation. That's another way of looking at it. But you have to become your reality. You have to own it. You have to live it and breathe it and know that this is yours. And then at that point, and if you think it's too good for you, then, you know, it can't show up because, you know, you're not owning it. If you're looking for a job and you don't own that you're qualified to have that job, or maybe it's a stretch for you and you're kind of wavering there, then more than likely you won't get it because the person hiring you is going to read your psychic billboard. And what's it going to say? Maybe you're afraid to have the job. Maybe you don't think you're good enough. And they're going to read that. So, you know, you can always change your psychic billboard and say that I'm very happy to learn my new job. And then the person could read that and go, yeah, this person's qualified. They don't have everything that I need, but they look nice. And I think they can handle the job, so I'll hire them and train them. Or the other way is, like, you know, I'm, like, terrified. I don't know how to do all this stuff. So are they going to hire you? Well, who'd want to hire somebody who's terrified of working? So that's what you need to do is own your reality. And you need to own it. And if you don't own it, then you're going to have opposition. And or things will be coming to you according to that belief system. So that's the whole process. So back to you.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Ron. That was pretty in-depth. Okay, so we have a couple comments from the CLS fast chat. It says, don't forget about First Communion, which I can't believe I totally forgot about it. First Communion, can you add that one to the list? So they're asking if we can maybe put that as a special part in the baptism clearing. It's probably just more downloads of barcodes, right?
Yeah, I don't see why you couldn't do that with that one. You know, okay. Put that in, or, you know, because that would relate to that.
They make it seem like, well, now it's your choice. But I, you know, just honestly, I went through it, and it really wasn't my choice. I remember telling my sister, I don't want to go to confirmation. I don't want to do this. And she said, well, you have to. So anyway, I'm going to have to clear that now. Okay, so... let's see, it says, I have been trying to sell one of my coffee cafes for the last 18 months. My sales are declining at this location, and I want more time instead of always working. What clearing can help me attract a buyer that head office will approve? Head office has already turned down 2 buyers. Please help.
Oh, well, you have to love it out of your life. So the first thing you... okay, what's happening here, this is great. This is a really good question. Kind of goes with the other one of, you know, wanting a job or something. So what I would say, the first thing is that you, since you want to release this coffee house, or it could be anything you want to, you know, sell, you first need to love it because you created it. So what probably happened was something that you have, we'll just talk about the business. You know, maybe it was great once upon a time, and maybe now, you know, it's not so good. It maybe costs you money or whatever. It makes no difference. It's something that it's there and it's an irritation to you now. You know, that's kind of how I'm sensing that, okay? So you need to reverse it. You need to make that place valuable. So you need to say, you know, I love my coffee house. I love going to work every day or whatever. The employees here are wonderful. The people are great. And you need to reverse it as if you just bought it. And you're going to, you know, spit and polish it, okay? Look at it as a brand new place. Maybe somehow the energy in there kind of because you're not thinking like you like it and you want to get rid of it, and you're trying to find a buyer. So now you're in the mode of kind of like, you know, you're in a victim mode, okay? So you need to get in there and reverse everything. And you may need to look like it's a brand new place. Clean out the energy, do space clearings on it. Go in there and maybe even do some physical changes, which maybe it won't cost you too much, if that's possible. Maybe, you know, I'm just suggesting, like, you know, paint some walls or something so it looks a little more attractive, because it sounds like it's sucking the energy out of you. You know, when you look at it, you go, oh, boy, this thing's really bad, you know. So this is true with anything that you want to get rid of. But you got to make it like, this thing is great. And now you change your psychic billboard about how you really love your coffee house, and now you want to sell it to somebody. And now all of a sudden, everybody will read that, and you may even want to pay for the psychic billboard, since I heard something about head office or corporation or something there that is not maybe working with you to sell this. So you do something with your franchise on a psychic billboard, and maybe you have to change it probably daily or maybe even more often, but you need to maybe just change the whole energy out, like you really love this place. Even though it may be, you know, bringing in less money than it did before, and you want to get out of it, because maybe it's taking your life force energy out. So you just reverse it, and instead of being upset about it, you know, make it like it's, wow, this is a great opportunity. I just got this handed to me for free, and I'm now going to fix it up. And when I feel that it's really great and wonderful, then I'm going to put it up for sale. And that's what I would do, is just reverse everything, that you really, really love it. Otherwise, people may be reading it as, this might not be, a cash cow. It could, maybe decline. I could lose some money on it or whatever, because they're picking up your thoughts and the energy in the place. So that's what I would do, is just switch it all over and be very happy, because, in a sense, your thoughts are like, it's not selling after 18 months. Like, oh man, is it going to go for 19 months now? Well, change the energy on it, you know. Remember, you have to own it now. Remember, you gave it up. For 18 months, you gave it up, and it needs some nourishment. You got to, it's like a little baby. You're not feeding the baby. You want to throw the baby out, you know. So now you got to re-own the baby, like it's brand new. And maybe even, see if your employees will change their attitude, if that's a possibility. I don't know how that works, but anyway, that's just an idea. Do something to help them out or whatever, so they can feel better about their job, which may bring in more people. And now it could be maybe a flourishing business, possibly, if the people come in your door, okay? You need to get them to come in your door, so whatever that's going to be. You may have to go outside yourself and put on those little monkey suits, or give away free coffee, to the people or whatever, they go buy samples or something, but just kind of change the whole energy. Like, you just bought it, and wow, this is brand new to me. And it's going to be a wonderful business. And then at that point, the energy will change, and, buyers might just come flocking to you. So that's kind of my suggestion. Remember, you have to own your reality. You have this thing, but the fear is probably being passed on to the people, or anxiety or whatever it is, making it not sell. So just re-own it and give it a new life, and I bet you that it sells pretty quick. So back to you, Michelle.
Yeah, hopefully. Hopefully it'll go quick if that's what they really want. Okay, so let's see. We had somebody, they had a question about the nano clearing. It says, a while I was one of the first to receive the nano clearing. Do I need to rerun this clearing? Also, how does the clearing help us? Is it connected to vaccines?
Anything that's, it's probably more airborne, but it could be vaccine. If you have one, yeah, I would say that could be correct, but mainly, when it was put up, I think in June of 2012, that clearing was put up because of seeing things coming down, airborne stuff, maybe stuff in the consciousness here, whatever that would be, causing your body to be activated. So you had, it's like a handshake. You have something inside of you that is dormant until it gets activated by what you're breathing, or what you're being sent with, maybe transmissions. And this could have been in you for ages, in your genetics. It's just something that's dormant, and then all of a sudden now it's activated. So I would probably maybe check it out every couple of weeks, once a month or something like that. So One clearing probably, you know, will help you, but you don't know what they're doing tomorrow. So that's kind of how I'm looking at this here and what's coming down. So back to you.
Okay, great. And I know I have checked out the nano clearing, and it's $25 to buy it the first time. It's only $25 to have it for unlimited usage. And then when you click on the main page, before you actually get into the nano clearing, that's when it says Auric Field Protection Clearing, and you can click on that. It'll take you to another page, and you can set that up for 8 hours if the person wants to use it for the other thing that it's also used for. That's a great clearing.
And the lady that mentioned the business there, I think, you might even try an aura clearing on your building. It's like a space clearing. But you may just try it and see what happens, you know?
Oh.
I don't know.
Oh, that conscious. Sounds good.
No, it is a conscious energy. Just an idea.
No, that's a good one, Ron. I'm writing this down. We should do that. So would a person put the address of where they live in?
Yep, uh-huh. That's correct, yeah.
Okay, great. So many different ways to use these clearings, actually, that, you know, I'm just always learning new things. Okay, so we have another question here. It says, pharmaceutical medicine side effects. I took a powerful drug that resonated too much for my body, which in turn was kicking my spirit out of my body. It has been hard to be in my body and feel relaxed. Can we do a healing for this? I have love energy when I don't consciously, oh, I'm sorry, I have low energy when I don't consciously jitter my body, and there is a general feeling of restlessness in my body, and they are time crashing it, but they're wondering if there's any sample healing that we could do.
Yeah, I think entities might be one that you may want to release, so let's do an entity clearing. Here we go. So one, two, three, four, and five, and again, one, two, three, four, and five, and one, two, three, four, and five. There, just see if that is helping you there.
Okay. Ron, I've always had this question about the entity clearing. When we do the entity clearing, because we've bought it for the whole life, and we put our age in, and then we run it, is it going to get rid of every entity within that 20 minutes?
They'll get rid of the ones that are active, you know, inside of you, working in your consciousness that you're, you know, dealing with. So for that, what you're working with, it'll get rid of those. Remember,
okay.
Remember, if whatever you're doing, you could be drawing entities, so it'll get rid of those. And it may have ones inside of you that is there, too. As far as a blanket entity one, the initial whole lifetime one should kick a lot of those out of you. And then you get the unlimited version, and then you just put in, you know, maybe a day or two or whatever, a week, and you clear yourself out. Some people do it once a day. They want to get rid of the stuff. They don't want to, you know, become somebody else. Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde, you know, they want to be their own person, so they know, oh, entities are coming my way, and I'm going to get rid of them. So then you just do the clearing, and you just put it in for one, and you click, you know, maybe one day or something. It's just going to go through everything, you know, within probably half a minute, and you're done.
Okay. Right, because they're constantly moving in us, depending on what we're thinking or feeling or doing.
Yeah. Now if for some reason, you know, like you're going to a graveyard or a hospital, something like that, or maybe even say a courthouse where people are in trauma and entities are all around there to get the energy from people, you know, it's spirit-based, you know. So anything that, mm-hmm. that is dealing with a lot of negativity like that, then you may want to put the entity clearing on continuously. When you're involved with something like that, you know?
So in the spot underneath where you can write in sentences, you can write courthouse.
Yeah, courthouse or hospital or something, you know.
Okay.
Last time I went to a hospital, it was, geez, can't remember exactly. It was very, very heavy, even getting like 200 feet from the door, you know, hitting the parking lot, you know, was like, oh, jiminy, you know. And having to get out of your car and to walk to the hospital, you know, to see somebody, that was really, really rough.
Yeah,
if I had time, I'd tell the story about Uncle Dub, but I don't think we have, we got 5 minutes. Okay, here's a story. This is great.
Okay.
So a gentleman called me who was doing clearings. This is a long time ago. And he said, Ron, can you help Uncle Dub? I think he was like 92, I think, going to be 93, and this is like in December. And he said, Uncle Dub is in this rest home, and the son and daughter taking care of him kind of are tired of paying for his rest home bills, right? So I guess they're the executor, you know, of the estate, right? And I guess each day that they see going by, maybe they're losing $500, right? So they go, well, Uncle Dub's not going to live very long. At least it would be their father, right? And we're just going to tell the doctor that, you know, he's not doing very well and this and that. So the doctor comes up with this scheme. He goes, well, we can't feed him any food because he might choke on it, and that's a liability to us. And so we'll just stop feeding him. And I guess they were giving him water or maybe nothing. So this gentleman calls me up, and he's like, you know, he goes, man, they're killing Uncle Dub. Can you help me with this? And I guess they started this for about 3 days. So I gave him, you know, life force energy and stuff working with him. And all of a sudden he started perking up, and he wasn't eating or drinking. And he was urinating, which was kind of unusual because the nurses couldn't figure out how he was doing that. So I was having him up on the light ship working with him. And after about a week and a half, the doctors started freaking out, and the guy came in and said, gee, you trying to kill my Uncle Dub? You know? And so they said, no, we'll put him on food now. He looks pretty good. He's not going to choke, you know? So they started feeding him. So I happened to go down there. This is after about 2 weeks, and I was doing some healing work, and, you know, I went through his town, and he says, come on and see Uncle Dub. So we go into that room, and Uncle Dub, I mean, the room around him glowed. I mean, he had more energy than anybody walking into that room or probably anybody in the hospital. And his eyes were just sparkling, and it was like, I went, wow. And he goes, yeah, he looks like he's really good. Well, he wanted to live to, you know, pass his, you know, next birthday, which was in September, in December, I mean. I don't know the date. I would just say it was the first week in December and so, or something like that. But anyway, he lived for about 3 months. And then, you know, he had his birthday. He wanted to, you know, turn whatever age that was, because that was his request. And, you know, then he left. But anyway, that was quite something about going into a nursing home, a rest home or whatever, and to see that energy. So, yeah, I'll never forget that. I mean, it was incredible. So, I guess it's time to end our program here.
Okay.
And here we go. Let's do the mind to heart drop. So, this you should be doing yourself, you know, as many times as you can in the daytime. The earlier shows I mentioned maybe 3 times, but I think a lot of people are doing it more than that now. So, you can whisper it. It doesn't take long, you know, 15, 20 seconds. So, you need to command your spirit out loud and take the thoughts in your head, very, very simple, and drop them into your heart. So you're taking darkness going into your heart to nullify this mind chatter and where you are with your dramas and traumas. So here we go, dropping the energy down. I'll count from 10 to 1. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. and 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay, everybody, there you go. So hopefully you're doing very wonderful. You should be at peace now. This is what gives you peace. That source energy is peace. No duality here. So see you later. Thank you, Michelle. Thank you, ladies in the background there. Thank you, all the people listening. Blessings, everybody.